Coach, all smiles on your birthday tonight.
Absolutely.
And again, it was a nonstop. It was a four-quarter relentless effort on the defensive end. And Larry and I were talking about in the fourth, your team did not let up defensively despite the score. And again, I know that was to prepare for the Tigers mentally for what's to come. Break down this game for us tonight, Coach.
We just wanted to come out and remain poised. We wanted to play hard and, you know, don't worry about the score, but continue to do what we do and play Auburn women's basketball. And I thought we did that tonight.
Set the tone with the defense in the first 9 turnovers, 41 of those. And a lot of that was ball pressure in the front court right here with your guards, Coach. Just break down the game plan of how you defend that the ball in that part of the court and with your guards and who you have.
And the ball pressure, but also denying one pass away, being up the line, kind of covering up the paint and good having good help size. So it all play a part. So it looked like maybe it's just the ball pressure, but when they don't have anywhere to go with the ball, that's what we want. We want to make them uncomfortable with the ball.
I loved how Auburn was sharing the basketball tonight offensively. All 5 starters had a bucket in, I think, the first 3 minutes of play, and you could see there was just a different aura about the team tonight in terms of trying to clean things up, and they really practiced what you were preaching today from shoot-around.
Yeah, we just wanted to clean things up. We wanted to execute our offense, not just make it ugly, but be able to run good offense. When we get the opportunity in transition, execute that, but also if we didn't have anything, we wanted to pull it out and you know, just run good offense. And I thought we did that.
Scoring in transition was big, but also you took care of the basketball despite not only forcing 41 turnovers, you only turned the ball over 6 times. You did that tonight with a freshman point guard. Marshawn came in, didn't have to take a shot, but yet she dished the ball with 6 assists. How did you like the way they managed the game from that position?
I thought they did a great job. I mean, they got the ball where it needed to be. I like that they were verbal. They were, talking to their team. They were running their team, and that's what I was looking for out of them. We've really been working really hard with those two and managing the game and running their team.
Couple records for you tonight. You want to hear them?
Yes.
128 points, the most points ever scored by Auburn women's basketball in a game. Wow. A big one tonight. Also, Deanna Gaston, 1,000th career point, a special moment for her. And Deanna has the now Neville Arena scoring record. She has the most points by any Tiger in this building at 36 points. She did that with 36 points, 11 rebounds. And her game was complete tonight on both ends of the floor. A lot of second chance points tonight, but also her footwork, her body work inside. She knows what to do with the basketball, and she can do something different every time.
Absolutely, and Deanna is poised, and you can play her at the 4, you can play her at the 5, and she's just a tough matchup, and I thought she really worked hard to put herself in a position to get open and finish inside. That was my goal for her, was to finish and like you say, have good footwork, and I thought she did that.
Margin of victory was also a record broken in points in a quarter. Auburn 37 points in the first quarter. So again, a good night overall. You wanted to work on your team. You did that. Now, how does this team take a step forward as you get ready for the toughest part of the non-conference schedule? You start with Little Rock, a very good, challenging game to get you ready for a tough road trip.
Absolutely. You get back in the gym and you continue to work. You continue to work hard. We have a really good scout team, so our girls, they're very well prepared going against those guys in Savannah every day. So you just go back to work and, you know, put your head down, go back to work and get better.
Well, Coach, your birthday, how do you round out your birthday night tonight after this big win? And I know it's an off weekend for football, so recruiting, what's on the agenda this weekend?
We're off this weekend, but we'll be doing some recruiting.
Sure.
And, you know, hopefully our kids will be getting some treatment and trying to get some kids healthy. And, we'll probably have some of them in the gym getting a little work in, so.
Coach, that's awesome. And, again, awesome performance tonight. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And appreciate all the access that you provide us at the Auburn Sports Network. It's a privilege to cover your team. Looking forward to doing it many more times this year, War Eagle.
Thank you, and we appreciate you guys, War Eagle.
Coach, thank you, War Eagle. Tigers win at 128-36. We'll step aside for two more minutes, hopefully to get Deanna Gaston when we come back. This is the Auburn Sports Network. Player of the game, Deanna Gaston here with us on a record-setting night for Deanna. Deanna, War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Congratulations. 1,000 career points tonight for you in this 36-point performance. It's a career high for you, and it's also the most points ever scored in Neville Arena by an Auburn women's basketball player. So that's a lot to pack in in one performance tonight.
Okay.
And so congratulations to you. Just take me through this performance tonight. And hearing those numbers, how does that feel post-game after a hard-fought game?
I mean, I try to stay humble. The only reason why I was able to get those points is because of my teammates. They were here to, feed the ball to me whenever I was open. So just having great teammates that know where to put the ball.
But how about your teammates having the confidence in you to finish at the rim? Because you have a lot of tools underneath the basket. And how do you like to use those tools to your advantage? Because, again, you have so many different things that you can do at so many different times. How do you put that into action in a ball game to allow your team to have the success?
Like they say, practice. Yeah. I mean, I try to practice on my footwork and, just not even in practice, but also train with some of the there's a Coach Marquise, he kind of gets me ready, and yeah. Coach Van Carter, she gets me ready on my footwork and all that stuff. So just putting all the pieces together when I'm practicing and then just putting it in the game.
Well, and again, I spoke to you yesterday at the Coach Jay's chat room, and I asked you that, you were sixth player of the year last year in the Big 12. That's a great honor, especially in a great basketball conference. You come to Auburn, you're back in the starting role that you were once in Texas.
Yeah.
How does that shift things for you this year from last year to this year?
Like I said last night when I was there, I have started before as a Texan. So it wasn't a big, jump. It was kind of like, okay, well, I just need to step up my game, make sure I'm ready from the jump. As a starter, you always have to make sure you're ready at the jump. So just making sure I have poise and be ready for the start of the game.
Well, you were ready for it tonight. Again, so many records broken, a great career that's only just starting at Auburn. How does your team build off this one tonight? You got about a week break before Little Rock comes to town for the final home non-conference game before the big road stretch.
Like I said, just, practicing every day, making sure we come in every day and we prepare right, not only on, defense, but also offensively too, because the games are just going to get harder. So we got to make sure we're preparing right and making sure we're ready for the next game.
Deanna, thank you for the time. Congratulations on a record-setting night. Enjoy this one. Get some rest, and we'll see you back next week. War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
That's Deanna Gaston, Tigers player of the game. And what a game she had. 36.